The people claim that the land transaction or the buying of the land in the Santa Rita area was never made above board. Therefore, now the national Mexicans are saying this land belongs to us. The Mennonites had no right to buy it. And legally, apparently, they're getting away with it. So they're taking large areas of land back. I think, Ron, you were told the other day an approximate amount, and maybe you recall, of acres or hectares of land that have been repossessed by the national Mexicans, which have left these people in real straits. And so they've come, and we're now approaching the government on a refugee basis to give these people an opportunity to remain in Canada as refugees. One reason being because other refugees are allowed into Canada and are being successfully taken care of in Canada and establishing their homes here. Why should these people now who have come, who are originally Canadians, or at least their parents were Canadians, why should these not been given some consideration? For a person to be dealt with under the Refugee Act, the law says that a refugee can be any person owing to well-founded fear of being persecuted for reasons of race, etc., or where there's any political unrest, or that they are afraid to return to the country from which they've come. And these people are afraid if they should go back to the land that they've left, since the national Mexicans have taken it over, they would not be sure of their own lives. And therefore, we're approaching this from that standpoint. There are some questions that they have to answer. Do you have any fear of persecution because of your race or your nationality or your religion, or because of fear of anything else that really applies to making a livelihood? And here they've got fairly good grounds, I would say, and therefore we're approaching it from this standpoint to see what we can come up with, and hopefully we shall be successful in helping a lot of these families.